off the wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just jumping jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Cause it's right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Seven times 70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this July 25th, 2024. And thank you for tuning in. And got a couple things to talk to you about tonight, maybe some current events and let you know how our newsletter's going and things like that. And a praise report, excellent praise report. So a few things to share with you, but let's go to our Heavenly Father first. And I hope you'll join me. And as we've said, it's always good to open up with prayer, regardless of what you're doing, if it's a trip or a broadcast or something that you're doing. So it's always a good thing to do. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. And Lord, let all that we think, say, and do that very thing, glorify you. Thank you for this day of life, safety and travel, and all your many blessings, Lord, that we sure receive, but many times we forget to thank you for them. But thank you. Thank you for safety and travel and for getting the newsletter mailed today and just so much going on, Lord, new life and your peace and your comfort. And we rejoice in that. We thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here at the Radio Ranch microphone, Lord, to share your word with your people and to praise you and Lord, to let people know that, Father, you do answer prayers and that you are alive and active and want to be active in our lives and want us to be rejoicing in all things. And so I thank you for that. Again, thank you for the opportunity. Guide and direct my thoughts and words. And, Lord, let this broadcast be, Lord, it's not like something from the big boys, but, Lord, let it be encouraging to your people. And let it glorify you. I thank you for our pastor that went before us, that toiled and labored and worked and built this ministry on that foundation of Jesus Christ. Help us continue, Lord, to put out the true gospel of Jesus Christ and who the true Jesus is, the Jesus of the Bible. And we thank you for that. We stand on your word, Lord. Let us never stray from it. And we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Got my water bottle out tonight. So hopefully we'll get through the broadcast all right with this voice. But again, welcome. It is July 25th, 2024. Lots going on. I want to start out with a praise report. We had some praises last night on the prayer chain with Brother Paul. And we ask you to pray for a young lady, a young Christian couple that were expecting their first one, their first baby. And she was in labor yesterday and last night, and want to give you a good report. She had a healthy little girl. And as far as I know, mama and baby are doing well. And who knows, dad may be trying to get a little sleep. The new dad may be trying to get a little sleep. But I think it might be a little while. If it's anything like my experience, he'll get some here in a few years. He'll get caught back up. But we thank you, Remnant, for your prayers. And we thank God for hearing our prayers and answering them. And we praise him for life and life abundant. And that is what we have in Christ Jesus. And, it seems like everybody's having babies out there. You see the different demographic groups are having babies like crazy. The Muslims that have come in and invaded this country, they when you see them, I saw some side the road the other day, not side the road, but they were walking down the road, and they had six, it had to be less than 7 years old. My gosh, it was just not even stair steps, just a ramp. And the Hispanics and the blacks, and having babies left and right everywhere you look. But you know, when you look at the Caucasians, the white people in this nation, it's a lot less. And it's been that way in the public school system. It's been several years that the white children are no longer the majority in the schools. Now, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but it comes to mind. And it is just that way. And when you have millions of foreigners coming across the southern border and the northern border, these are not Caucasian people. They aren't. And you can talk about your melting pot and all that stuff, but you know, when you're making stew, you kind of put in like ingredients. You don't put in things that are unlike. That's a true melting pot. And that is what formed this nation. When you had the people that came, the Anglo-Saxons that came from, you might even call it the regathering of the 12 tribes of Israel, that came from the European nations where they had settled as part of the dispersion, as they passed through the Caucasus Mountains over centuries and became known as Caucasians, Goths and Visigoths and Celts and Saxons and Normans and all of that. We've got a great map, the Westward Trek map. It's about the size of a placemat. And it shows a lot of the names, has a great explanation, a quick summary on the back of it. But it shows the names of many of the dispersion, those that came through these Caucasus Mountains and settled Europe, pushed out the hordes that were there before and settled. And Europe, the European nations were Christian for what, 1,800 years. And it's just been in the last 100 years or so that has changed. It's only truth. Now, whether you believe it or not, that makes no difference. It's truth. And we are seeing the same thing happening here, a change in demographics. Oh, the politicians, they talk about it. You know, there for a while, the Republicans are blaming the Democrats because the Democrats are doing it, but, oh, they wouldn't admit it and blah, blah, blah. And now they just openly admit it. Well, yes, that is one of the reasons. We do push a change in demographics. They just own up to it now. But when you have millions and millions come into a country, now it may not change the demographics this year, but what about 5 years from now? What about 10 years from now? What about 20 years from now, when these millions that are coming in they're having families because they're reproducing like rabbits in the springtime? And you know it, and I know it. And if it's racist to call that a fact, well, then it's racist, if that's what you want to call it. It's not. It's just a fact. And so we see this. So what's it going to be like for your children or grandchildren or you in 20 years when you have these, it's untold. Nobody knows how many millions have come in these last 3 or 4 years. And they have children and families. And so you add a generation to that. And it will be a greatly different America than even today, much less 20 years ago or 40 years ago. Anyway, I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but it's sure good to see these Caucasian, this Christian couple, this white Christian couple, starting their family. And we praise God for it. He is a good God. And he answers the prayers of his people. If you ask, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is there. God's grace is there. His blessings are there. James 1:5 talks about that. He'll bless us abundantly if we ask. You read about it. I'm not going to go to James 1:5 tonight, but I encourage you to take a look at it. If you but ask, Jesus said that. You have your heart right. You ask with the right intentions. Oh, if you're asking so you can keep up, if your heart is so you can keep up with the Joneses, well, that's not what the Bible talks about. That's not what James 1:5 talks about. But anyway, so also want to thank you for your prayers. We got newsletter volume 8 in the mail today on July 25th. Now, you know, I've been out here since 2001, early 2000, well, June, July. We moved out here in the summertime, right in the middle of mosquito season. And so we've been out here since June. I think we first came out June of 01. So that's been about 23 years. And I can tell you, we've sent a lot of newsletters out, and there's times we've got a dozen newsletters out, but we have never gotten Volume 8 out before the 8th month. And so I praise God for that. I can tell you, Jason and I have been hard at it. We sure appreciate your prayers and your support that have allowed us to do this. And the response we're getting is very positive. It is. There's a lot going on, and we are seeing that just as in Pastor Peter's timeless pulpit truths and timeless messages that we're able to replay on Sunday and rebroadcast on the 24/7 audio stream out to the website, scriptures4america.org, that the prophecies that he made, the things that he preached and told us, they've come true. And the things that he warned us about have come true. And we see it with Colonel Moore's work and Pastor Jones' work. And so we're sharing Volume 8 newsletter, got in the mail today, and I'll be working on the online newsletter tomorrow. But we've got part of Colonel Moore's message on firearms and freedom. And boy, if you don't think that's not pertinent today, then you just must live in a cave somewhere. But fantastic work. And we have the entire article. We don't have it all in the newsletter, but we've got part of it, like a part one. But we have the whole thing in Colonel Moore's little booklet entitled Firearms and Freedom. Have a CD by the same title by Colonel Moore. And he just goes back and just states fact. Facts from communism and when it's come into countries and how it impacted the firearms and the freedom, and how the settling of this nation was impacted, and what type of role firearms and freedom played in the settling and the creation of this nation, and how it does today. And so, anyway, we share that, and got a couple of new books. We've had a fantastic response. We are advertising them again, a couple of new books that we're carrying. And one is Scalp Dance. It's a truth. It's a historically accurate book. It's about Indian warfare on the High Plains from 1865 to 1879. And it was one of Pastor Peter's favorite books. And he had wanted to carry it on the ministry while he was still with us. And we just never could get, it was right between printings, and we just never could get it lined up to get them in. And so they've gone through some more printings, and Jason was able to find it. So we've had a great response. We've had to order more, just to let you know. So that's good. But it's truth. It's accurate from people that were there. And it even talks about it. It says it draws heavily from diaries and letters and memoirs from American Plains settlers. And so it's not politically correct, but it's truth and it's accurate. And, you know, in this era that we live in, when good is called evil and evil is called good and lies abound, you know, that's one reason that you see lies in just about everything. And it's a tactic of the enemy to just present lies about everything, not only about creation, not only about salvation, not only about what makes a man, not only about what makes a woman, not only what defines your sexuality if you're born a male or a female, not even a flat earth, a round earth, a sphere, not even NASA, not everything. See, there's lies about everything. Now if you go back to you want the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We go back to his word for the truth. And that should be part of all of our life. In every aspect of our life, I guess I want to say. Whether it is scripturally, and the way you learn truth scripturally is you read the Bible. Don't get too carried away with anybody's study notes, anybody's study Bible. You can read the Bible. Most people can read and comprehend it. You see what truth is. Now read all of it. Read it in context. And especially when you kind of have an inkling as to who the players are and who they aren't. And so this book, Scalp Dance, does that in the, you might call it the secular, but it is a true piece of American history. Good, bad, pretty, ugly, whatever. But it's truth. And apparently there's people out there that still crave truth. And so we've got it. And we've had people order two and three of them. And I know what they're doing is they're passing them out. They're giving them away. And that's good. That's good. You know, Pastor shared it, and it came from somebody else. I'm not sure who it was. But, you know, that truth is like a lion. You don't need to protect it. Just turn it loose. Just turn it loose. And it resonates. Truth resonates with God's people. It does. And then there's another book called Execution by Hunger. If you've listened to my program over the last few years, I've mentioned it a time or two, especially when all this started. Pastor had this too in his library, his personal library. And we've gotten a couple of them over the years, but again, just couldn't get it set up to order them in bulk to where we could make them available. We have now, but it tells of starting in 1929, when Stalin ordered, basically destroyed the well-to-do peasant farmers in the Ukraine. And is told by a young boy that lived through it. It is a horrific story, but it's truth. It's truth. And I can tell you, every high school student, every college student should be made to read this book, because it's truth by someone who lived through it. And this story is not, it's not a pleasant story, but it's truth. It is true history. And, you know, the old saying, if we don't learn from our history, we're doomed to repeat it again. And most of the time, as a people, we don't. We haven't learned from our history. And so this book, Execution by Hunger, an eyewitness account of this Ukrainian, this famine, and this brutal Soviet campaign of confiscation and terrorizing and murder, and it's just communism from top to bottom, and it's just from the depths of hell. It really is. And so, but again, it's truth. And, you know, we see war, fighting, invasion, whatever, who knows what, going on in the Ukraine again. I have talked to people that have been there firsthand, and at least the place they were in have said, you know, that it's that the people that they dealt with, very poor people, not really highly educated, but that's okay, farmers, rural, probably like America was in the 20s and the 30s leading up to World War II. Not that they were stupid people, not at all, but just a rural agricultural people that have been thrust into this limelight and into war in defending their land. And so, anyway, we have that book as well, Execution by Hunger. We've advertised them last month in Volume 7. We put them both in the inside back cover of this Volume 8, and they're both worth having, folks. They are. It's hard to get truth these days. It is. Both of these books are truthful books, and so we encourage you to get them. Not, you know, we're not trying to hawk books and make money and sell a million copies of them, but just to get it into your hands. And so I think you'll enjoy this newsletter. You know, let us know if you'd like to see different things in it, or if you know, you see something you disagree with or whatever. Let us know. We sure don't have it all figured out, but we try to follow in our pastor's footsteps, where he said that, you know, what he gets, he's going to share, he's going to put out, and we do our best to continue to do that. Well, what a mess the politics are in today. And I've kind of held off on trying to report ever since the assassination attempt on former President Trump. I've kind of held off on current events just because it changes daily. But thankfully, this chaos that's in the world, in Babylon, on both sides, really, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, all of it, it's chaos in the enemy's camp. It really is. You know, you have people that are struggling in this economy. You've got the politicians and the soothsayers that are saying it's the greatest economy ever. And people are starting to wake up to things like that. You know, everybody praising how strong and viral and just as cognitive 100% as he could be for President Joe Biden. And then overnight, they kick him out. And I think it was Monday before they told him he was out. That's the scuttlebutt. But it's show, and then they're all saying, oh, just what a great job he did. But, you know, he's just not able to keep going. And what that does, they change their story all the time. But what it does is it awakens more people. People see that, now, wait a minute. Yesterday you said all was good, and today you say it's not, and nothing's changed. It's just your reporting of it and what you're saying about it. You know, we've heard for the last 3 years how great a border czar, an immigration czar, that Kamala Harris has been. And that things have never been better, that the border's secure and blah, blah, blah. Well, now they're saying, oh, no, you know, the border's a mess, but nobody ever said Kamala Harris was a border czar. And it's like, liar, Yes, you did, for 3 years. And it's not that we have to point it out, but just the plumber on the street is seeing these things and awakening to these things and seeing that, like this debacle about the Secret Service agents and the interview that, or the whatever they did at the hearing that they had with old Lady Cheadle, you know, just the didn't earn it, the DEI hire. She was a friend of Jill Biden's, Dr. Jill Biden's. And that's how she got that job. And she don't have no more sense running the Secret Service than I do. And when it hit the fan and they go ask it, well, we can't have troops on the roof because it's sloped. Well, the shooter was there. It wasn't too sloped for him. I mean, and it just goes on and on. See, they just lie. They just, whatever comes up, and they've gotten away with it in these Biden years and in the Obama years and in the Clinton years. See, this didn't all just happen in the last 3 years. You got to remember, 8 years of Obama and 8 years of Clinton, and these mealy-mouthed, you know, discriminatory people have gotten into these positions, these ungodly, sinning, lying people have gotten into these positions because of who they know, or the color of their skin, or because they're female, or because they're queer. And they've gotten into these positions based on that, which is absolute discrimination. But see, that's the land we live in today, with these ungodly leaders. And, you know, when you go back and read in the scriptures of days of old, when you had this, when you had kings and you had these that did wrong. Well, what happened? Who was it that paid the penalty? The kings might have ruled for 20, 40, 60 years. But it was the people. It was the people that paid the price. Every single time. It was like that in David's time, when David sinned. Oh, he paid the penalty. He lost his son. But it was the people also that paid. Thousands. And that is how it is today. Now, it doesn't get reported on CNN. But, you know, your Christians are under attack today. They have been. All that we think of as Christian America has been under attack. It's as simple as that. The land of our fathers and grandfathers and their fathers is no more. It's just not. And it's because of the leaders we have. Let's have a good old Carl Klang song. I'll be back right after this.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. When they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But
Now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking anymore back. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Amen. We do, and you talk to people, they do want this country back. You see that I see it in writings and periodicals, and, you know, I miss the America I grew up in. And my hope is that as people awaken to truths, like the truths in these books we put out, the execution by hunger, at least that we make available, and scalp dance, that people see that this truth, when they awaken to that truth, that they'll awaken to other truths. You know, who doesn't want, there's some that don't want to make America great again. Because I think they understand that to make America great again, you got to make America good again. And Americans have to be good again. That's what de Tocqueville, in the 1800s, the French philosopher that came over and found out that America was great because America was good. Because he went to the churches on Sundays and he heard what was preached. And he realized that that's what he saw throughout the week in American business and dealings between people. Didn't have 10,000 new laws set up on how to treat your neighbor and how to make sure that you had the cream pasteurized just right and make sure that those wagon spokes met DOT standards. And didn't have any of that. And America was great because the Americans took care of it. They, in dealings, they dealt fair. They loved their God, and they loved their neighbors himself. It was as simple as that. The Founding Fathers gave us the Constitution, and they said, Adams? Said it, but this Constitution is only for a moral and religious, meaning Christian, a moral and Christian people. It is totally inadequate for any other. Because, see, the Constitution and all that, it regulates government, not people. And our government today has turned it completely around. See, today we have a Pharaoh that knows not Joseph. Go back and read that in Exodus. And that changed everything, turned everything upside down. And that's where we live today. We have a government these last 100 years, whatever you want to call it. But the ruling powers, the ruling class, the ruling people, and I'm not talking about just the rich people, but those behind the scenes. It's even coming out. You'll see it. The puppeteer may change the puppet, but the puppeteer remains the same. Who's pulling the strings? Well, the first color motion picture that came out, the enemy told us. In The Wizard of Oz, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That's who's pulling the strings. It's all smoke and mirrors. You think it's O'Biden making these decisions. You think it's going to be Kamala Harris making these decisions. They're just the insiders that are doing what they're told, as directed. It's one of the reasons they hate President Trump so much, is that he is an outsider. Now, I know there's those of you, I picture three of you right now in my mind, at least three that disagree with me 100%. Oh, Richard, if you just knew, you just are so naive and blah, blah, blah. Well, you tell me why the enemies of Christ, the enemies of God, hate this man so much. Because they can't control him. He's not one of them. Anyway, didn't mean to get off subject on that, but those that want to make America great again, my hope is that they are going to be awakening to what it takes to do that. Electing Trump will not, just that alone, will not make America great again. It is repenting. It is 2 Chronicles 7:14. It is repenting and returning to God and having a self-governing. It is loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you're my disciple, he said, prove that you are by doing what I tell you to do. He didn't say prove that you are my disciples by believing in me. That's not what he said. They already believed. He said, prove to be my disciples by doing what I tell you to do. It's not rocket science. Brother Zach had a great message just a couple weeks ago by that title. It's not rocket science. It's not. The answer is right there. And, you know, the blinding is coming off. The blinders, the inability for people to see is coming off. See, the spell is wearing off. People are waking up. So, Remnant, our job, keep on going. Keep on going. Don't give up. Don't give up. You know, Luke 21, a couple scriptures here, 33 through 34, says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And you know, heaven and earth does pass away. We've got a funeral to preach this next week. Jason and I both, we're both participating in it, a funeral of a godly woman that lived a godly life. And, you know, earth and those in it pass away. But his words do not pass away. We have to remember that. It says, then be on guard that your hearts may not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that they come on you suddenly like a trap. See, we know how life goes. And so we're not to be weighted down with these worries of the world. You know, Matthew 13:22 talks about that, talking about the sower. And it says in Matthew 13:22, and the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. See, we can't let the worry of the world, the deceitful of riches, because you know what? Riches, heaven and earth and riches pass away. And you know, you can't even leave it to your children anymore without it being taxed at about 48%, 50%. Government's going to get it. Then when they get it, they're going to get taxed for getting it. Leave 100 grand or 10 grand to your child, and they've got to put it on their taxes. So it's taxed when you give it to them. The government gets half. And then when they claim it, it's taxed. See, that's the deceitfulness of riches. It's here today and gone tomorrow. And it's never enough. Never enough. It just isn't. You know, and we kind of joke about that with our guns and ammo, right? How much ammo you got, you know, or how much do you need? Just a little bit more, right? Just a little bit more. And that just flies in the face of contentment. I was listening to a message by Pastor. It was, Equipped with Faith, I think. Had to double check the master and was working on the newsletter this week. And so kind of stuck in the print shop doing that. So I had the CD playing and he was talking about faith. And he said, you know, how about faith? He was talking about Samson and the jawbone of an ass. And how does the jawbone of an ass defeat 100 or 1,000 or however many it was, you know, that have sword and shield and spear and all that? Because that's how God set it up. And he said, I could see the modern day likeness. Pastor said, I think it was in, it was in one of those faith CDs. He said, I could see a 223 mag just not running out. And so, maybe, but see the deceitfulness of riches that runs out. It does. It just does. And, you know, his word tells us ask for anything. And if we have the right intentions, if our heart is right, if we've confessed our sin before him and are doing our best, not perfect, but doing our best to lead a godly life, well, that honors him. He honors those who honor him. God is a rewarder of those who do good. It is that way. And see, the Judeo-Christian churches of the day, you know, they preach an incomplete gospel. They preach an incomplete Christ. So as we see people waking up, as we see the world in turmoil, it is Babylon. It is. It just absolutely is. Had a brother made a post, saw this the other day. He said, could you just imagine Trump losing to Kamala Harris? And, you know, I thought about it, and I haven't shared it with anyone, but it's like, yeah, I can. That's what we deserve. We don't deserve to have America great again, not in our present state, not in the hooray for me and the hell with you attitude that so many people here have, even those that proclaim to be Christians. The lukewarm Christians, God says, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to puke you out of my mouth. The lukewarm Christians that just, yeah, you know, you just stay in the closet. As long as you don't bring it to me, do whatever you want to do. And the churches that just accept sin, which is transgression of the law that the churches say is done away with. Let's get back to the Bible. The Bible says sin is transgression of the law. So if you have no law, how can you have sin if you're breaking something that is not there anymore? And there's people waking up to that. What's the old, was it a Bob Marley song? Not Bob Marley, whoever it was. The old reggae song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. I'm not going to try to sing it for you, but the lyrics... The idea of that song is about right. Don't worry, be happy. Cast your cares upon him, right? Cast your cares upon him, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Very urgent scripture for these days. Very accurate scripture for these days. Be anxious for nothing. Oh, it's easy for you to say. You don't know what I've got. It don't matter what you got. Don't matter what you're facing with, what you're faced with. Are you Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego facing the fiery furnace? And are you at the point that you can say, King, we don't have to answer to you, buddy. It don't matter. It don't matter. We are anxious for nothing. God can save us, but whether he does or not makes no difference. We ain't doing what you say. We're not going against our God and bowing to you. See, be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything. See, it doesn't say be anxious for most things. Don't be anxious for most things. And then it says, but in most things by prayer, in most of the things with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, you can go to God with it. But just some of them, not all of them, but most of them, just hope that it's one of the most things. And that's not what it says. But we don't believe this word. And if we believe it, like Jesus said, if you prove it. Prove to be my disciples, he says. Prove to be my friends. And he said, you prove to be my friends when you do what I command you to do. This is a command. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God. See, he may not take it away from you. He may not take that Red Sea out from in front of you. He may not take you out of the lion's den. He may not take you out of that fiery furnace. He may not take that affliction from you. He may not take that ordeal that you're going through, that pain, that sorrow, that grief. But it says, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. See, then we're able to put on the mind of Christ and to appraise things spiritually. See, then we're able to look at things with a different pair of glasses on, from a different perspective. And this formula works. It works. I know you probably get tired of hearing me say it, but it works. And it is needed today because you know what? There's a lot of anxiety among the brethren today. Oh my gosh, you know what they're doing. They got HARP and they got this and they, hey, heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will not pass away. I like to stick with that which doesn't pass away. That's the foundation I want. That's where I want to be associated with. That's what I want to be thinking about and sharing with others. And not, do you know what they're going to do to us next? You know, in the news this week, the, what was it, Monkey Basin or something? Something out at Yellowstone, one of the geothermal things exploded. Caught it on video. I hope you saw the video. And, I mean, it just was like this huge mud bath. Boom! And it, you know, this huge eruption. And, they say it was just steam, just water hitting some super hot stuff, and it was steam that blew it up. It really wasn't any type of volcanic activity. So, but I've got a friend in town that I've known for about a year, almost a year now, and he's a geologist. And so I texted him. I said, hey, I said, with this, whatever this basin was, I named it, erupting, I said, does that mean Yellowstone's blowing up? I said, are we, you know, because we're only a few hundred miles away from that, just on the other side of the state. And all the predictions are, you know, if Yellowstone blows, we're toast. Boom. We're gone, you know. So I asked him, I texted him, I said, hey, is this, the beginning of the end? Yellowstone going? And he kind of chuckled when he texted me back. No, it's just, it happens all the time. It just, just a little steam eruption, whatever, this and that. But, you know, if it was, for one, what are you going to do about it? God is in control. And this scripture takes me back to Romans 8:28, that he works all things for good for those that love him. He works all things for good for those that love him. Now, sometimes those all things are, you know, we like the way he works them out. And sometimes we don't. And sometimes they work to what we think is our advantage, and sometimes they don't. But the word is still there. And I think we read last night in 1 Peter that, you know, when we go through these things, we are being perfected and established. And it's like going to the gym. It's like having to go to God's gym and toughen up. And sometimes that's how it is. That's how it is. And I didn't make the system. I didn't set it up that way. I didn't write the 66 books. I didn't put it all together. No, God did. And it's right, and it's true. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, wrapping up here, almost out of time here. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you." Casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. You know, he feeds the robins, he feeds the birds, he dresses the wildflower, because he cares for you. Casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. You know, he feeds the robins, he feeds the birds, he dresses the wildflowers that do. How about those of his that do acknowledge, that come back in repentance and say, "Dad, I'm sorry. Dad, forgive me. I was wrong. You were right. You've always been right." How much more? Is there anything he wouldn't do? Is there anything you wouldn't do, those of you that have children, when your child comes to you like that? Or your spouse and says, "Forgive me, I've been wrong. You are right." No, there's nothing that he would withhold from us. Then the 1 Peter 5:10, "After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." So, Remnant, I'll leave you with this. As we're going through our trials with the economy, our trials with the, you know, at times health issues and loss of jobs and problems with children and spouses and jobs and the economy, it's such an impact. I talk to you, Remnant. I understand. I do. We go through the same thing here. And the chaos in the political world and the mess that the churches are in, that as all this is going on, remember, we are being, by God, God is doing this, and we are being through this. We are being perfected and confirmed and strengthened and established for kingdom service. It's just how his formula works. It is. Well, Remnant, out of voice, out of time. Thanks for tuning in. I hope this has been a blessing to you. These messages are archived at the network website, sfawbn.org, I guess. And you can get to it from the regular website. You can go back and forth. Hope you join us. Plan on it Saturday morning for coffee. I think we'll plan on being here, good Lord willing. And then Sunday for church. We'll have a new message for you and a timeless pulpit truth message by Pastor Peters and a new fresh message for you as well. So again, thanks. God bless. And again, cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Good night.
Had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people.